Welcome to 11 Cats Radio, an 11-minute single-topic show with questions generated by, who else? Cats. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocat, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Well, today's single topic is hygiene. And yes, I know all about bacteria and germs and how they affect people's health. When I'm not tending to my 11 cats, I host a nationally syndicated radio program all about patient safety and how to survive a healthcare or hospital encounter. I wrote a book about it and give live speaking presentations to groups of all kinds and training to healthcare facilities and to hospitals. So it seems second nature to me to transfer this knowledge and behavior when it comes to caring for my cats. So with that, let me share some common questions I get from indoor cats all of the time. Here's one from a cat in Cleveland named Chloe. She meows, "Pat, sometimes I have to use the same litter box for days with very little litter, and it's loaded with pee and poo. I've tried pooping outside the box because I can't stand to stand in that dirty box. But my cat advocate doesn't seem to get it. Can you help me?" Wow. Sadly, from other stories I've heard, this is not unusual. And here's what I want to ask any person who cares for cats. Would you like to use a porta potty that's brimming to the top with old pee and poo? Seriously, do you flush your toilet after each use, or do you let it stew and fester for days and days? Now, if you wouldn't do that to yourself or your family, why in heaven's name would you do that to your cat? If valuing your cat as an important creature isn't enough to get you to clean your cat's litter box every day, consider that a filthy box is a fertile ground for a number of germs, including a single-celled parasite called Toxoplasma gondii. This parasite is spread through cat feces and can cause toxoplasmosis, a disease that may result in flu-like symptoms. Well, now, litter boxes are also breeding grounds for intestinal parasites like roundworms and hookworms that can be transmitted to people, especially children. Personally, I scoop out the litter box anytime I see that it's been used a few times. I collect plastic bags from shopping trips and scoop the refuse into these bags and then toss them in the trash. I occasionally empty out all of the litter, and using a mild dish soap and hot water, I scrub the boxes, take them outside, completely rinse and hose them, dry, and then add fresh litter. Now, don't use any toxic cleaner that might leave a residue or a smell. And I also think it's a good idea to replace old litter boxes every 6 months or so. They're not that expensive and they get scratched and sometimes they're hard to clean. So just toss them out and get a new one. And don't skimp on the number of litter boxes you have. When you have more than one cat, you need more than one litter box. The general rule is to have one more box than the number of cats you have. So if you have two cats, you need at least three boxes. Cats need choices, and they're less likely to feel stressed out about relieving themselves if they have ample options available in various locations around the home. So if your cat, like Chloe, is messing outside of the litter box, consider cleaning it every single day and making sure that there are enough boxes in pleasant locations. Don't stash the box in a dark, damp basement and expect your cat to oblige. Would you? Well, I have a lot more to share about litter, but I'll save that for another show. Well, here's today's trivia question, and I will give the answer toward the end of the show. The question is, what is the fourth germiest item in your home? Answers later. While we're talking about cleaning, let's not forget food and water dishes. Here's a question I was asked a few weeks ago while visiting a friend. Her cat, Sydney, yowled, "Pat, Look at this water bowl. It's slimy and gross. Please help explain why a cat should have a clean bowl. Well, again, people, would you drink from the same glass of standing water for days in a row? Would you eat meal after meal from the same dish, repiling new food on top of old? Ugh, I hope not. Let's talk about the water bowl for a minute. If you've ever rubbed your finger in a dirty water bowl, no doubt you've felt that slimy coating that's difficult to remove. That is called biofilm. Biofilms can contain just one bacteria species, but usually contain many, along with other microorganisms. The biofilm in and on your cat's bowl could contain algae, bacteria, and fungus that come from the stuff your cat licks or eats. Not healthy. Biofilm will also live on the food dishes too, in conjunction with the old food, which in itself harbors bacteria. So use stainless steel bowls. Plastic bowls scratch easily and can be harder to clean. Clean the bowls regularly. Since biofilm can develop on a surface in just hours, wash the food bowl after every meal and the water bowl twice a day. No big deal, once in the morning and once at night. Got slime? Scrub first. Biofilm needs to be physically broken up in order for a soap to work well on the bacteria. I use a paper towel to scrub the dishes along with some dish soap and hot water, rinse well, and dry with another paper towel, and not the kitchen towel. And pet dishes lead me to the next hygiene hazard, and that is pet food. Tabby the tabby meows this to her cat advocate. She says, "Hey mom, you wouldn't eat food that's been sitting out overnight. So why should I?" Well, that's a great question, Tabby, because dry cat food can become contaminated with salmonella and, if transmitted to people, can cause severe illness. Dry food should be stored in airtight containers, and the same for wet food, which should be refrigerated because once opened, it too will support bacterial growth at room temperature. And if you feed your cat raw food, you need to use even more precautions. But we'll talk more on this show about food and feeding. But for now, let's just be mindful of proper food storage and the fact that old food left in the dishes becomes contaminated by saliva, heat, and moisture. Here's one from Sneezy the Somali, who says, "My bed is covered in hair. Why?" Well, did you know that cats, too, are often allergic to dust mites and molds just like we are? Clean bedding helps keep the pet dander and hair in the environment to a minimum. Vacuuming is fine for in-between cleanings, but to reduce the risk of spreading infectious diseases, beddings need to be thoroughly cleaned and should be washed with a mild, fragrance-free, and dye-free detergent every month or so or when it becomes dirty. The water temperature should be 130 degrees or higher, and the bedding should be dried for 20 minutes on a high heat. And in between washings, the fur should be removed weekly with a brush or a tape roller. And while we're talking about bedding, the same goes for your cat's toys, which can attract coliform bacteria, yeast, and mold. The National Safety Foundation recommend that hard toys be cleaned with hot soapy water and disinfected with mild soap solution. And remember to rinse thoroughly. And you can toss your pet's soft toys in the washing machine, but they should be replaced if they're damaged or worn and pose a risk to your cat. For example, if they can ingest the polyester stuffing from a gutted toy. Well, let's talk for a bit about using the right types of cleaners. Some household cleaning products are poisonous, so always opt for natural cleaners, especially for use on your carpets and floors. Chemical cleaners can irritate your cat's respiratory system. And that reminds me to remind you that as much as I love essential oils and what they could do for us as humans, do not use them on or around your cat. Essential oils contain compounds that can cause feline liver damage because cats lack the liver enzyme that would allow them to break down these components. So, bottom line, if you live with cats or dogs or any animal for that matter, keeping a clean environment is essential for their well-being and yours. And remember, a cat is not just a cat. And you, as the cat's advocate, or advocat, as I like to say, you are the only one who can do for your cat that which he or she needs to have done to live a healthy and a happy life. So put your cat glasses on and view the world from their perspective. All right, time for the answer to today's pet trivia. The question was, what is the fourth germiest item in your home? And it is your pet's dish. That's right. According to the National Safety Foundation, the fourth germiest item in your home is your pet's food or water dish. And now, you know what to do about it. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.